you could address is people that have COVID-19, but they don't show any symptoms, so they don't really know it. And then they spread it.
Yeah. So that is, that's a really good point, Greg. And I think the bottom line is that those are those, folks that are known as asymptomatic, that are not presenting with symptoms. So that's where the consultation with the health department's also key, because in the screening we might say, okay, well, were you in contact with somebody who was a known positive or potentially had an exposure? You know, did you engage in some of that high-risk activity? So no, you might not have a fever right now. You might not have, you know, the aches or the chills or, you know, the intestinal issues or things like that, like on the symptom list per se, but are there other things that could potentially pose a risk to you? And does that mean that we're going to treat that as if it's a potential exposure? And how do we handle that? Are we going to put you in quarantine? Are we going to ask you to be in quarantine, isolate yourself from other family members, you know, taking those steps before, you know, hopefully to try to curb the fact that, you know, you even come down with symptoms, or at the very least, you know, being very watchful of that. And if you do happen to come down with symptoms, you know, you need to get tested as soon as possible, and here's where you go and how you do it.